and how we are beginning to suspect that this is not merely an accident, that there is a beauty in these laws that mirrors something that is built into the structure of the universe at a very deep level. After I made these remarks, there were remarks by other witnesses and questions from members of the committee. There then ensued a dialogue between two committee members, Representative Harris W. Faywell, Republican of Illinois, who had generally been favorable to the Super Collider Project, and Representative Don Ritter, Republican of Pennsylvania, a former metallurgical engineer who is one of the most formidable opponents of the project in Congress. Mr. Faywell, thank you very much. I appreciate the testimony of all of you. I think it was excellent. If ever I would want to explain to one and all the reasons why the SSC is needed, I'm sure I can go to your testimony. It would be very helpful. I wish sometimes that we have some one word that could say it all, and that is kind of impossible. I guess perhaps, Dr. Weinberg, you came a little close to it, and I'm not sure but I took this down. You said you suspect that it isn't all an accident, that there are rules which govern matter, and I jotted down, will this make us find God? I'm sure you didn't make that claim, but it certainly will enable us to understand so much more about the universe. Mr. Ritter, will the gentleman yield on that? If the gentleman would yield for a moment, I would say, Mr. Faywell, I'm not sure I want to. Mr. Ritter, if this machine does that, I'm going to come around and support it. I had enough sense to stay out of this exchange, because I did not think that the congressman wanted to know what I thought about finding God at the SSC, and also because it did not seem to me that letting them know what I thought about this would be helpful to the project. Some people have views of God that are so broad and flexible that it is inevitable that they will find God wherever they look for him. One hears it said that God is the ultimate, or God is our better nature, or God is the universe. Of course, like any other word, the word God can be given any meaning we like. If you want to say that God is energy, then you can find God in a lump of coal. But if words are to have any value to us, we ought to respect the way that they have been used historically, and we ought especially to preserve distinctions that prevent the meanings of words from merging with the meanings of other words. In this spirit, it seems to me that if the word God is to be of any use, it should be taken to mean an interested God, a creator and lawgiver, who has established not only the laws of nature and the universe, but also standards of good and evil, some personality that is concerned with our actions, something, in short, that it is appropriate for us to worship. It should be apparent that in discussing these things I am speaking only for myself, and that in this chapter I leave behind me any claim to special expertise. This is the God that has mattered to men and women throughout history. Scientists and others sometimes use the word God to mean something so abstract and unengaged